Hi, my name is Johannes Stockburger and I'm founder and owner of Chavavo Publishing. Chavavo Publishing's mission is to help those who want to create for themselves a meaningful life, governed not by scarcity and a fight to survive, but by confidence, abundance and growth. Today's topic is the wall between body and mind. One of the barriers we have to overcome if we want to grow to our potential as a human is the wall between our mind and our body. This wall is actually located inside our brain. It was erected through neuro-linguistic programming. Often government and government-related religious institutions try to burn such barriers by force into children's brains. In some countries, this is violently enforced by governments. If parents try to keep their children out of these conditioning machines called public schools run by governments, police will show up and take the children by force away from the parents. Homeschooling is in such countries not allowed, and private schools are kept under a restrictive licensing system, telling them what they must teach and what they cannot teach. Of course, there are other countries who have more respect for freedom and the right of people to control their own mind. One example is the United States of America. One of the founding principles of the USA was the right to choose freely which religion you want to live, if any. Therefore, the quest for freedom is deeply ingrained and appreciated by society. Consequently, parents have the right to educate their children at home or bring them to private schools independent from government. But cultural institutions and media are still powerful and stamp their thinking patterns on people's brains. Body, mind, soul and persona. This episode builds directly on episode 17. In that episode, we explored in depth the concepts of soul, mind, body and persona. If and when you find a way to let them work in balance, you have a good chance to grow close to your potential. It might be a good idea to revisit episode 17 or the transcript before moving on with this one. But I want to restate here some of the thoughts in episode 17 with a few words. The soul is the only part of a human which can exist independently from the body. The soul existed before your parents came in and helped you into this world. And for most people, the soul will continue to exist when they leave this world. Your connection to the universe goes through your soul. This includes, of course, your connection to God. Your mind is the tool of your soul to guide your behavior, thinking and activity in the material world. In other words, your mind acts as a bridge connecting your soul with your body and your persona. Therefore, your mind is a vital component of your connection to the spiritual and energetic world. Why does a wall between body and mind exist? By bad luck, we have in the world some institutions and people who try to take over control of your body and mind. They pretend to be something like a ruler authorized by God to guide you through your life. Sometimes God is substituted in such an arrangement through a group of people, a nation, a social class, or a combination of both. In such cases, the ruler pretends to execute the will of this nation or class. The advantage of this arrangement for rulers is that there is no longer a limitation by a written or oral record of God's will. Therefore, if Stalin or Hitler could do what he wanted. Of course, as long as he could claim that he executes the will of a nation or the working class. But the trouble is that our soul has built a human for her own purpose and reason. We call this purpose the mission of our life. That mission might be different for every human, but all of us have a mission given to us from our soul. So, your soul does not want to cede control of your life to someone else, be it a king or a ruler in the name of nationalism, socialism, environmentalism, or any other all-important cause. The powers that be must therefore limit the influence of our soul on our life. And their means of choice is limiting access of our mind to our body, in fact building a wall between them. How the wall between body and mind works. Our body functions in different states. You might compare them with the gears of a car, with a gas or diesel engine. We call the different modes of employment of our body emotions. Those emotional states are important, as you know. But you might not know what exactly emotions do with us. In fact, they determine how we focus our energy and how we filter the signals that reach our brain. You are probably aware that we have a great ability to filter random signals coming from our senses out as noise. The task for the wall builders is now to make us filter out the signals transmitted through our mind from our soul. It sounds, of course, improbable that we choose to filter out the signals coming from our soul and keep the signals coming from an Adolf Hitler or one of his cousins. But there are two emotional states that filter out almost completely the signals coming from our soul. I talk about fear and anger. And both emotions have additional advantage for manipulators, that they let our soul send an extra portion of energy to the body. The reason is that fear and anger signal to the soul imminent danger or an upcoming fight. Therefore, people who want to rule you will always try to spread fear and induce anger in your life. The masters of fear-mongering get even the timing and doses of fear and anger right. Obtain control over your emotions. If you want to allow your body access to the subtle messages sent by your soul, to your intuitions, you must remove the right noise from your system and calm your brain and thoughts down. This is only possible if you get rid of fear and anger. I admit that this is easier said than done. But there are certain steps you can implement to remove stress, fear and anger from your life. You should become aware of your emotions. Take note when you experience fear or become angry. Carry a notebook with you and write each instance down. Look for patterns and then isolate sources of fear and anger. Do not judge yourself because judgment makes it difficult to be honest to yourself. Try to remove these sources from your life. Go first after the low-hanging fruits like TV news, movies, or computer games. Replace them with calm, kind, happy music full of harmony. After eliminating those artificial sources of fear and anger, it will become easy for you to see the remaining ones. This may be your boss, your landlord, hopefully not your spouse. Tackle the problems one by one. After you identified the people that bring again and again fear and anger into your life, look at your relationship with each of those persons. Ask yourself why they are in your life. Think about ways to reinvent those relationships, making them kind, friendly and supportive. If some of those people insist on spreading destructive and poisonous energy leading to fear and anger, toss them out of your life. Look for a new job or start your own business. Look for another home which might be more affordable and cause less stress with the landlord. If your relationship with your spouse is a source of such negativity, look back and find out where the problem has arisen. Look for a honest and kind conversation to see how you can return to better times. Maybe look for help from a counselor. If all that does not help, find a kind and respectful way to part your ways. I admit that this might be difficult, but you do not need to do it all at once. Start with the useless sources of fear, like TV and movies. Replace them with something kind, spreading happiness. Next, look for a new job. Then solve the problem with your landlord or creditors. At the time you have solved those problems, you yourself might have already changed enough to heal the relationship with your spouse. Now you are in a good position to tear down this wall between body and mind. The change process. The first step of this problem-solving process is awareness. Awareness does not only mean defining and analyzing the problem. You must feel the problem. To do so, you need to find a moment of silence, calm and peace. Use that moment to feel the problem. To let it for a short moment become part of yourself. This is a way to send the problem to your soul and ask for a solution. Do this in a prayer or meditation. But the process should be structured in a way that leads you at the end again out of the problem. This way you can return to the world with faith and confidence that a solution is on its way. Listen to your mind without judgment. If you want to connect to your intuition, tapping into the answers coming from your soul, you must learn to turn your judgment off. Just listen to the subtle hints, funny ideas, and not so subtle near catastrophic events. Take notes, write them down into your diary. Use the feedback from your mind to find solutions. When the time has come for you to finally tackle the problem, you can now draw on your notes. Look at them, put them into context. Tweak the ideas, imagine a solution. Find out how you would feel with that possible solution. Examine them all carefully, step by step. This will lead you to the solution of your problem. After you found a way to pierce the wall between your mind and your body, your soul will happily provide all energy you would ever wish for. And this energy will be positive, full of happiness and confidence. Life will change profoundly. Episode 19. This was episode 18 of the podcast Success and Inner Growth. Episode 19 will appear by the end of January 2021. We will look for a way to use your newly found energy and mental power to strengthen your persona, connect to the right people and find appreciation and abundance.